This is BBC Radio 4, and now the afternoon play. Maggie and Liz have borne conflicting emotions towards their younger brother, David, since their childhood. He's now a beautiful, though handicapped, young man, and as they meet to celebrate his 25th birthday, he forms the catalyst which stirs up the past and threatens the future.
David's Birthday by Gillian Plowman, with Amanda Root as Liz and Claire Holman as Maggie. David's Birthday.
Oh, damn! Damn and blast! Oh. It's open!
I gave you that.
You're late.
Why didn't you put it away? Where is he?
Paul's gone for him.
Oh, so we're not late.
Well, you could have helped me get ready.
Who broke the vase, then?
I broke it.
Dartington crystal for your 30th.
I didn't mean to break it.
You should have put it away.
I was putting it away.
Hello, Maggie.
Oh, hello, John.
Oh, this is for you.
Oh, thanks. Already chilled. Thanks.
You're bleeding. What are you doing?
Broken the Dartington vase.
Cut my hand. You've got blood all over John's shirt now.
It doesn't matter. It's an old one.
Especially for the occasion.
What?
Your old shirt.
Yes.
Just as well now, it's got blood all over it.
No, it hasn't.
Yes, it has. There, and there, and there.
Oh, don't poke me.
I am indicating blood stains.
Do you want me to open that, then?
I'll sponge it off.
Go and get a plaster before you do any more damage. I'll sweep the vase up.
Said with bitter irony.
I might just as well have gone to Woolworths.
No, I had something very beautiful for a while.
For 3 months?
I'll remember it.
Why don't you ever buy yourself anything?
Oh, you know me. Minimal.
Where's the dustpan and brush?
There.
Oh, out ready.
What?
For the onslaught.
Just in case.
Where are the glasses?
And you berate John for wearing an old shirt.
A dresser, bottom left.
All right.
That's a pretty dress.
Well, there's more than you can say for whatever it is you're wearing.
No, one of Paul's new designs.
What's it meant to be?
Overalls for the office.
What?
Pinstripe overalls.
No, I'm sorry.
It looks better in the office.
I doubt it.
Does away with sexual harassment.
Maggie, it's awful. Why can't you design something attractive?
It'll look fine on the right person.
You should have worn a party dress.
Well, I've done everything else.
It was your idea.
Have you bought him a present?
Of course.
What is it?
You'll see when he opens it.
A sweater.
What colour?
You'll see when he opens it.
My hope is not red. Looks pasty and red.
I don't know.
He didn't buy it, he didn't wrap it, he's done nothing towards today.
Neither have you.
Reorganise 6 lives? Saturday's a very busy day for the kids. I mean, Sally's riding in a competition and had to go with a friend. Freddie and Henry are playing cricket and we're missing that as well. Can't even pick them up afterwards. So that had to be sorted. John was supposed to drive Melissa to his parents to stay overnight in case we're too late back. But an important client called, which meant I had to do it.
You could have brought them.
Why, here, to your flat?
There's plenty of room.
Not for my 4. They're active outdoor children, Maggie.
Liz, your 4 have never met David.
La vendula nana compacta. I love you.
David! Oh. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday! Smell.
Oh, lavender. What are you doing?
Gardening.
I can see. I've come to take you out for your birthday.
25, I'm 25.
That's right.
Happy birthday.
You ready then?
Yes.
Muddy shoes.
Yes, forgot my boots.
David, look at you. He was all ready for his day out. Now look at you.
Oh, I forgot.
He looks very fit.
Viking.
Oh, we're reading a book about the Vikings at the moment. You look like one of the Vikings in the picture, don't you, David? It's the outdoor life. This is his border. Tell them...
Paul.
Paul, I'm Anne. We've been working together in the garden.
And my teacher.
We haven't met before.
You haven't been for a while?
No, at least not while you've been here.
Oh, they roped me in. I'm only a volunteer. But that means I can give David lots of one-to-one. Mm. That's what he needed. It's very rewarding.
I'm good for her.
He sees it right. I benefit.
David certainly has.
Paul's my brother.
No, I'm not. Maggie's your sister. I live with Maggie.
Ah. Cause my liver, lover.
And your friend, David.
Excellent.
Is it?
Excellent.
Tell Paul about your border.
Excellent.
It is. It
dig deeply with lots of shit.
Manure. Bit of a lavatory sense of humour.
What did we do, Anne?
We did the planning first. Well, you did all the planning, David, with squared paper and catalogues from the nursery.
Bright flowers in the middle. Lychnis chalcedonica, Lobelia fulgens, Potentilla astilbe. White flowers here, Gypsophila.
Good God. The blue ones, David?
Delphinium, Virginium maritimum, Echinops retro.
Oh, that's amazing.
It is. Quite extraordinary.
How can he possibly do that?
He loves the plants. I started seeing the names in Latin because, well, maybe it's the rhythm. I'm a horticulturalist. The rhythm of the earth and the language. He immediately remembered them. He learns more all the time. He is so clever.
David, clever.
Bright in the middle.
Bright flowers in the middle.
Me.
You are. Deep down in the middle of you, you're shining bright. Oh, he's got some special plants to take with him. I hope your car doesn't mind.
I've made jelly and blancmange and sandwiches with blackcurrant jam in. And a cake.
Oh, with candles?
10.
Why 10?
You get 10 in a pack.
Well, can you count to 10?
If you went to see him, you'd know, wouldn't you?
John doesn't like to.
He's your brother.
Yeah, but you don't like to go.
No, I don't.
It's too far for us.
It's only 900 miles from Land's End to John O'Groats, for heaven's sake. And you've got all that room at your place. It's always here, isn't it? And I have to do it all.
It's halfway here, Maggie. Near enough to get in for the day, near enough for us to come over. It would be difficult for us.
It would be simple. It's simple. You drive to David's home in your car. He loves cars. You put him in your car and you drive to your house. Then you get him out of the car. He's no trouble, really.
Yeah, if you move everything out of the way, ornaments, pictures, photographs, because he loves to touch and it always breaks. And you have to remember to put newspaper down in the toilet because he always misses. And put a plastic tablecloth on the table.
No, you don't have to do that. He's fine now. Marvellous, really. You'll see.
Is he?
Yes. Do you know how old he is today, Liz?
Yes.
Same age as Mummy was when he was born.
Little girls, you're the ones who should be sent away. David, I can't do this. I'm no good at this. Looking after you, looking after them. It was never meant to be like this. My fault. I know it was my fault, but She didn't have to do this to me. Your hands are dirty, David. You take after your old man. Come on. Let's go and wash your hands.
Lizzie, don't go back down. Just to the top of the stairs.
He'll see you.
No, he won't.
Best car mechanic in town, me. People came for miles to my garage. I'll miss that. Going to work. Still, we take the odd car to bits on the drive, don't we, David? There was someone else. I still loved your mother. But there was someone else, and I wanted to go. I'd saved enough money. She would have had enough to look after herself and the girls. She wouldn't let me go. Told me she was pregnant again. Oh, I didn't believe her. Deserting your unborn son? She spat in my face. I struck out. She fell. God, is it my fault you're like you are? I stayed with her till you were born, David. Then she left me. Now I can never leave. Come here, son.
Did he see you? He loves David better than us, Maggie. He's going to send us away.
Don't you want yours?
One of us has got to drive. If she wants to go and visit him, that's up to her. She hasn't got children. She doesn't know what that's like, the demands all the time. And Paul runs around her like...
Like what?
Well, I don't know, like... I don't know, like she's precious or something.
And you're not?
I don't feel it.
It's the business.
He runs his own business.
Call that a business? No, not exactly living in luxury.
Oh, you do everything you want.
I work. We have four very expensive children to support.
You go off and do things. Maybe you're exciting somewhere else.
What's that supposed to mean?
I'm stuck.
Stuck?
Stuck with the kids.
That's what you wanted. Lots of healthy children.
Oh, and you didn't.
You make them your excuse for not doing things.
I can't do things. I haven't got time.
To visit David? Well, don't try and make me feel guilty as well. What do you want, a matching pair?
Tea?
I'll stick with this, thanks.
That looks better, Maggie. Mm,
not one of Paul's designs.
No, more of a party frock.
Oh, I'm pleased you're both here. Really, I am.
What have you bought him?
A model car. You know, one of those remote control things.
Wasn't that asking for trouble?
It's the only sort of car you can drive.
Do you know what sort of a car this is?
Yes, green.
It's grey, actually.
Can I drive it?
No, you can't.
Why?
Driving is technical.
The computer is technical.
Yes.
I can work my computer.
What computer?
At the day centre.
What do you do on it?
Kill people.
War games?
Bad people.
Oh, you're a goodie, are you?
And drive cars.
On the computer?
And crash.
There are too many cars on the road, David. Too many crashes.
Crash.
It's not funny. Crashes hurt people.
How?
Break their bones, spoil their faces. You have a beautiful face, David.
Me?
You do. It's only fair, I suppose, given the... I wouldn't want anything to spoil your face. That's why you have to learn to drive properly.
I can learn things.
I know, you've learnt a lot.
I can learn to drive.
Some people are special people, David.
I'm special. Anne says...
With special brains that aren't the same as other people's. Their brains aren't right for driving.
Oh.
Your brain isn't right for driving.
Why?
When you were born, your umbilical cord was round your neck. It was strangling you and you were starved of oxygen, so your brain isn't technical. Did you understand that?
Yes.
Did you?
I'm not technical.
That's right.
I'm biblical.
Is that a joke?
Why?
There was a boy called David in the Bible.
A Viking.
Yes. He killed a bad giant called Goliath with a stone, just a little stone. Hit him in the eye. He grew up to be a king. King David.
Viking David.
I don't know what to make of you.
Make me drive a car.
All right.
Hello? Hello? No, I'm at a family gathering today. Has it? Look, I'll get round this evening. Nine-ish? Yeah, don't worry, we'll get it sorted out.
Who is that?
Clive McCadden. Their program's crashed. They've got an emergency order promise for tomorrow. I'll have to go round when we get back.
Oh.
Do with a cigarette. I'll go out on the fire escape.
Leave the phone.
Why?
I want to phone Sally, see how she got on.
We'll use Maggie's phone.
You can use my phone.
Oh, no, you know Sally. We'll be ages chatting. Might as well go on our bill. I don't believe him. Oh, I'm sorry. It's Liz McNally. I pressed the wrong button. I was trying to get hold of my daughter. John was saying your program's crashed. Clive's away. He likes to be available.
So who was it?
Gina McCadden.
Like John said.
But he spoke to Clive McCadden.
Yes.
On that number.
Yes.
Clive's away for 3 days, according to her.
Oh.
So why did he say he was talking to Clive?
To save you jumping to the sort of conclusions you've just jumped to.
Well, good reason, obviously.
She wouldn't have told you her husband's away if there was anything going on, would she?
She's obviously desperate for John to go round.
People can have very intense business relationships when they rely on each other for a living. She's in a fix, nothing to do with sex.
Oh, intense is always to do with sex.
Relax. Have a cup of tea.
What with my husband having an affair, my kids up to goodness knows what, and David arriving any minute.
John isn't having an affair. Your kids are brilliantly organised. And, yes, David is arriving any minute.
Jitters.
Jitters.
I'm sorry I haven't been to see him. It's wrong, I know it's wrong. There's never the time somehow. And it's awful seeing them all. I mean, David's all right. We're used to David, aren't we? It's the others. I don't know what to do when I'm there.
Well, neither do I.
At least you go.
I don't.
What?
Paul does.
Does he? But he doesn't have to.
Fire escape doesn't go anywhere.
Goes to the back alley, bins and rubbish.
It stops halfway down the wall, Maggie.
Well, somebody stole the bottom half.
Of your fire escape?
Yes.
I could have dropped off.
Sorry. They're here.
Happy birthday, David.
Oh, happy birthday, Maggie.
No, it's your birthday.
This is for you.
Oh, David.
Grew it himself. Propagated.
What?
Hydrangea macrophylla.
What?
Hydrangea macrophylla.
David, say that again.
Hydrangea macrophylla.
Apparently that one's known as a mophead.
Maggie Mophead.
Yes, I am. Thank you, David.
For your garden.
Oh, our roof garden, yes. Fire escape garden.
Where? I'll dig it and plant it.
Here. Look, there's no earth to dig. We've only got pots.
Clematis!
On the railings, yes. It might grow all the way down in time. Oh, don't go down, David. What's this one?
Fuchsia, begonia, gloxinia, geranium.
David!
What about Liz?
David, let's go inside. Happy birthday, David.
Happy birthday, Lizzie.
Oh, David. I've got one too.
Hydrangea macrophylla.
Different type, though.
Lace cap.
You see all the lacy bits?
Oh. Lace cap, Lizzie.
Oh, David.
Don't cry, Lizzie. Happy birthday.
You look lovely.
Yes.
Doesn't he look lovely?
Lovely.
You've lost weight. And your hair's blonde.
Well, I think it's the sun.
Happy birthday, David.
Happy birthday, Father.
John.
Father John.
Men don't kiss each other on the lips, David.
Oh.
John.
He should learn that.
It's all right, David. Don't be upset.
I can learn things.
Paul.
Doesn't worry me.
Here's your birthday present, David, from John and me.
Birthday.
How on earth? earth has David learnt all those names?
There's a volunteer called Anne who spends all her time just with him, reading and writing, and especially in the garden. She's a horticulturalist, and she thinks he's really clever.
Clever?
Bright in the middle.
What?
We can only see the outer layers, the fudge, the inabilities, the barriers around David that stop us getting into him, stop him getting out to us. That's all anybody's seen all his life.
Oh, you've known him all his life, have you?
Maggie, you've talked about him endlessly.
No, I haven't.
Every time we think about having a baby.
I can't risk it.
Liz did.
Yes, four times. Statistically, that puts me right over the risk barrier.
Anyway, this individual attention is working for David. He's developing.
Are you saying we could have done that for him years ago instead of leaving him to rot?
I don't know. No, Maggie, it's just... Well, I feel really proud of him.
Well, he's nothing to do with you.
Don't look back, Maggie. Look forward.
David's opened his present.
Nice!
Oh, God, it is red.
Just a red stripe.
A lot of red stripes.
Try it on. Oh, you're hopeless. Look, here, here. Oh, looks lovely. You are so beautiful. Like an angel. Oh, you need to wipe your nose. No, not on the sleeve of the sweater. No.
This is from me and Paul.
Yeah, I don't watch.
Carl! Come and help me in the kitchen then. You guys can do Carl's.
All right.
Daddy's gone to look at a home. Is it for us?
I don't know.
Jitters.
Jitters.
I don't want to go into a home.
Well, if you look after David properly, you won't have to.
He hits me, Lizzie. When I try and make him do things he doesn't want to, it hurts.
He's only six.
But he's nearly as big as me. Bit me again yesterday.
Bite him back again.
I do. Makes him worse.
I tied him up.
When?
When you and Daddy went shopping, I tied him to the kitchen door.
Lizzie! Well, I had so much to do, and I was fed up looking after him.
Maggie?
What?
Well, what if it's not you and me, or David?
What?
What if it's Daddy who goes away, leaving us with him and him with us?
He wouldn't.
It's very quiet.
It is.
What's he doing? He's gone! Oh no! Oh no! Oh no!
Hello. Here's Dumbo David out on his own. Where's his old mate?
He's run away. You run away, sissy. Perhaps he's looking for a good time.
Hello, sissy. Want some fun? In the bag.
Give me some beer. Hey, look what I've found. It's a bunny rabbit. Your bunny is it, sissy. Come on then, come and get your bunny, sissy.
Yeah. I know what he needs.
What?
Jenny Maxwell.
Yeah, do you think she would?
She would for a fag. Hey, Jenny, over here.
How'd you fancy a little bunny rabbit?
Blimey, it's nice, isn't it? Is this yours? Want it back? Ooh, it's all soft and furry. Kiss me, Dumbo, and you can have your bunny back.
Go on, give her a kiss, sissy.
He's no sissy. He's a big boy, aren't you, darling?
Boom, boom, boom! Big sister, Scarpa!
Leave him alone! David, oh, David, what are they doing to you? Oh, I wish Mummy was here. If she was here, she'd know what to do with you.
What do you think about David?
What?
Well, about this, what seems like a breakthrough. The gardening and the plants. I mean, do you know the Latin names of plants?
No. Well, what do you think about it? Seeing him again, seeing this new David, has turned my guts right over. I wish Mummy was here. She'd know what to do.
Drive to Chelleg Junction.
Round carpet corner.
Avoid radiator roadworks. Yeah, well done. Turn into...
Hill Road motorway, no speed limits.
Down Bookcase bypass and stop at Puff Garage.
Puff Garage?
Yeah, fill up.
It's an electric car.
Yes.
So it doesn't need petrol.
Fill up with electric.
Electricity, see?
He looks like a puff, don't you think?
No.
A bit too pretty for a bloke.
Ah, that's nonsense.
Still, he's not really a bloke, is he?
Of course he is.
Not really a bloke.
Yes, he is.
He can have a pint with, have a joke with, talk to on a level.
Well, I do.
No, you don't.
Talk to him.
You don't down to him.
I do not. Do I?
Yes.
Well, I don't mean to.
Face it.
Do you want a glass?
No, thanks. Want a glass of wine, David?
Yes, please.
He doesn't drink.
Or about him.
What?
He's here, but you're constantly third person here.
Here you are, then. Drink.
Yes.
Oh, what's the matter? What did you give him that for?
Sorry.
No, hold still, David. See if that bit fits the glass. It fits. I can't see any splinters. Is that blood or red wine, David?
Has it gone through his jumper?
Yes, it's all over his shirt.
Okay, I'll get one of mine.
It's only a drop of wine.
You've had enough.
I'm not driving and I'm not working.
But except that Gina McCadden's expecting you this evening and her husband's not there.
Did you ring her?
Yeah, I want to go to the toilet.
What the hell is she going to think?
That I know all about.
Oh, Liz, you've got to get your head straight.
It's this way. It's all right.
You answer it, Liz, so you'll know who it is.
This way. John McNally's phone. Oh. It's for you, somebody Hogarth.
Don't pull your zip down till you get there.
What can I do for you? Yes. I'm sorry, Henry, I can't hear.
Go outside, then.
Gandhi needs the loo.
He can manage on his own, you say?
You can.
All right, all right.
You can manage on your own.
Don't shout at him.
What?
He confuses him.
It makes him listen.
Go with him.
All right, come on, David. Come on, just up the stairs. Come on, that's it.
Why don't you trust him?
I don't know.
You should. If you don't, he might decide to go out and be hung for a sheep.
Daddy.
What?
He had someone else.
Who?
I heard him.
When?
On the stairs.
Had another woman?
He couldn't go to her.
Because he had to look after us.
John could go, though, you see. Because I'm there to look after everybody.
Sorry.
It's all right. It's nothing to worry about. What you need to do, David, wherever you go, is find out where the toilet is as soon as you get there. Then, when you need to go, you'll know where to go.
Yes.
Go on, in the shower, then.
That's it.
Excellent.
Yeah. I'll find you some clean clothes to wear.
Your clothes.
One way or another.
What way?
Either the ones I wear or the ones I design.
I like your clothes.
Oh, why's that?
I like you.
And I like you. Come on now, scrub yourself.
You.
Do it yourself, you lazy thing.
You.
Oh, get wet.
Yes, get wet.
Oh, all right. Oh.
How can it be wrong? You make me feel good for the other part of my life. We will, Gina, yes. One day, I promise. We will. I love you too.
Yeah.
Bye.
John?
Yes?
Is it safe out here?
As long as you don't have hay fever, I want to escape.
I bet you wish you could.
No.
I'm awful, I wouldn't blame you.
No, you're not.
I can't bear people going away.
I'm not going away.
Promise.
You have to promise to trust me.
People are allowed to disappear. That's what they want. I was the eldest. You don't know what that's like, being the eldest.
You're responsible for everything that happens.
I know.
No, you don't. You don't laugh or play or... I was never a child, John. I don't know what it's like to be a child. To be held and loved and looked after as a child. Because I was the eldest and Mummy was dead. I kept telling Daddy to send David away, like I was blackmailing, because I did everything. David kept spoiling things, so I said, send him away. And in the end, he did.
Have you packed everything, Liz?
Everything on the list.
It's a nice place.
Yes.
I can't get his hair right.
Oh, he looks nice, Maggie.
Well, his hair's sticking up. Who'll do it for him?
Well, they might do it better. Get it to lie down.
They'll do everything better.
Wabbity, want my wabbit.
He wants his rabbit, but it's disgusting.
I bought him a new rabbit to take with him. Here.
No, no, my wabbit.
He wants his old one.
It's in the cage.
You packed it?
Yes.
Well, get it out then. We'll put the new one in the case, Daddy, so people think we care.
Yeah. We do care.
David, we're going for a car ride.
Oh. Are you going to tell him?
What?
That he's not coming back. Daddy?
When we get there.
You won't just drive away?
No. Say goodbye, then.
Goodbye, David.
Goodbye, Maggie.
Goodbye, David.
Goodbye, Lizzie.
Be a good boy.
Come on then, David.
Car. Door's locked.
What are you doing?
David's having a shower.
Why?
Don't ask. Thought it best.
God, everything's soaking wet. You're soaking wet.
I know. We'll both have to change. Don't worry.
But tea's on the table. What's he going to wear?
I'll find something. Be there in a jiffy.
Wonder what he'll look like in a jiffy.
What's all this food doing, Lizzie?
What?
The fridge is full. There's fruit and vegetables everywhere. Tins of all sorts of things. Black cherries. Oof. Who likes black cherries?
Are we having a party?
Hardly. When did we ever have a party?
What's it like then? Being a grown-up?
Maggie.
Not having to go to school ever again. That's a good reason for a party.
There's a letter from Daddy. It was waiting for us.
A letter? What about?
I don't know. It says on the envelope.
For Liz and Maggie, please wait until you are together before opening this letter.
It's a suicide note.
No, it's not.
Open it then. My darling daughters.
I don't know how to explain to you or myself, but the rest of my life has to happen somewhere else. I've signed over the house to you both jointly and left money on account for a few years' bills. Also, I did some shopping. Why don't you have a party or something? Invite some friends round.
Oh, God, I don't believe it.
Somehow I know I must take my unhappiness away from you. See David when you can. I love you, Lizzie. I love you, Maggie. Forgive me, so that I can forgive myself. Daddy.
Now you see who the pinstriped overalls were meant for. You look splendid, David.
They look better on David, I must admit.
He could be one of my models.
Could he?
Bit on the short side, maybe.
He's happy. Because it's delumptious. Your favourite tea, isn't it, David?
No.
Oh. What's your favourite?
Pizza.
Is it?
We've got a pizza.
It's in the freezer.
Yeah, we can defrost it.
What will we do with all this jelly and blancmange?
I like jelly and blancmange.
Would you like the pizza?
Soon.
Soon when? In a minute?
Oh, when?
when I come.
When you next come.
To live.
To live?
With you.
You're going to live with me.
And Lizzie.
Well, I live with John.
I can live with John.
David, you've got a home to live in.
No, Anne says I can leave and do a job and live in the world.
Live in the world?
Live with you.
Leave the home?
What are you talking about, David?
I'm his next of kin. They never said that to me.
Well, you never go there.
Well, they should have written.
You should have gone.
How dare you dictate to me what I do with my time and my brother?
What did she say exactly, David?
Paul?
Anne's only a volunteer. I didn't see anyone else.
But what did she say?
What he said. That he's ready to leave there and live in the community. I guess he would need his family's support.
Well, how can they tell him that without telling us?
Sort of getting him used to the idea,
well,
I suppose.
What about getting us used to the idea?
Well, I don't know.
Well, you're the one who goes there. What else have they said?
I haven't seen anyone else.
Gosh, sounds like a very pushy woman, that.
What sort of job?
Gardening. I'm very good at gardening. I can be a gardener.
Well, there aren't many gardens around here.
No, he's not coming to live with us. We've already got four children. It wouldn't be fair on them.
They would be company for him.
No, I was the eldest for 15 years. It's your turn.
We haven't got room.
Yes, we have.
What?
My studio.
It's full of your stuff.
Well, I can move it out. We've been saving to separate the business from home.
You want David to live with us?
There are actually lots of gardens around here, people crying out for help.
He's not coming here. Well, he's not coming to me.
You don't want me. Don't you want me?
David, you spilled the tea.
Nobody wants me.
You've got a home. Liz, where you live. You're very happy there, David, with Anne.
I learn things.
Yes, you do. There, with Anne.
I took a long time to learn things. I said to them, I said, my family loves me. I can live in the world and do a job and live with my family. I worked hard. Anne says I did. Hard work. I can be a gardener.
David, you can't. David, don't go out there.
Fuchsia, you're my friend. Begonia, gloxinia, geranium. I love you. Clematis all the way down.
Don't go down the stairs, David.
No!
Sorry, I took so long. The ambulance left me standing.
Flew here.
How is he?
Well, he's still concussed. He's over there.
Oh. Maggie.
What?
I love you.
Sounds like there's a but.
No. I love you. I wanted to say about David.
You find David attractive?
I think it's a good thing.
Do you?
I think it's creative. The creative part of me. I think I can help David, understand him, because I'm not repulsed by him. If David came to live with us...
Not all the time, no.
I know I could help him to develop, to experience things.
We have to share him with Lizzie.
John won't want him.
What about what I want? What about us?
I know I can help, Maggie. Do it. Let me help you make a life for your brother. Maybe a better one for yourself.
Hello? Shut up, you lot.
John?
How is he?
He hasn't come round yet.
Is he going to?
I don't know. I mean, what would a head injury do to him?
Might turn him into a genius.
I don't believe in miracles.
Well, they sometimes happen.
Do they? How's everything at home?
Oh, brilliant. Two rosettes and the under-11s cricket cup have pride and place on the mantelpiece.
Oh. Are you proud of our children?
Of course.
And do you want them to be proud of you?
Oh, yes.
Do you think children are more important than an affair?
What are you talking about?
It's my father, I suppose. Do you?
Mummy says she's very proud of you. They're full of it.
I want them to be proud of me.
I'm sure they are.
I want them to know that I care about David, that I'm helping him.
In what way?
Well, Maggie and I thought we could have him.
Have him?
To live with us. Half and half.
To live with us?
Yes.
Without asking me?
Well, this is me asking you.
Yeah, because he's lying, dying in hospital.
But he's not dying. He's not going to. But he's worked really hard to be ready to live in the world, John. Please, give him the chance. It's what I want to do.
When will you be home?
I don't know.
I don't want to let the McCadden's down.
Then leave her alone.
What?
I don't want to let David down anymore. I need you to help me. John, I need you. I need you. I love you. The children need you. Clive McCadden needs Gina.
It's business.
I know, I know.
He's coming round.
Where's Dad?
Do you remember Daddy, David?
Why would hospital remind him of Daddy?
Waking up somewhere strange. You're in hospital, David. You had a fall. No bones broken.
Where's Dad?
He had to go away. To be happy.
He's happy.
Yes.
You happy?
Yes.
You happy?
Yes.
Why?
Because you're coming to live with us. Half with Paul and me, and half with John and Lizzie.
Oh, God, please.
And I can be a gardener.
Yes, you'll be very busy.
Where's Paul?
Bringing the tea.
So, you're awake.
Yes.
Liz, John's outside.
Oh, is he?
Wants to talk to you.
Are you happy, David?
I'll ask Anne.
Where are the children?
Whacked. All asleep. Easy task for the babysitter at short notice. How's David?
Oh, he's just come round. Talking.
I've been to see Gina.
Did you sort her software out?
Yes. Are you serious about David?
I don't want to feel guilty anymore. I think it's spoiled things for you and me. And ever since I decided about David, I felt different. Like I can live with myself again. And maybe you'll be able to live with me, too.
I do live with you.
Want to live with me and not...
What?
Do you want to live with Gina?
I told her I had too many clients to do them all justice, so I had to let the McCadden's go.
It will be better.
With David?
You don't want him. John?
He's your brother.
Are you sure?
As long as I don't have to kiss him goodnight.
I'll do that.
David! You had an eventful birthday then.
I fell out of Maggie's house.
Let me see your bruises. Oh, glorious technicolour.
Anne, when I'm better, I'm going out in the world.
I know you are.
Will you visit me?
Where will you be?
With my family.
You'll have to give me their address.
Address?
Where you and your family live.
Yes. Anne.
Yes.
Am I happy?
Yes. David, you are.
In David's Birthday by Gillian Plowman, Amanda Root was Liz and Claire Holman was Maggie. David was played by Richard Curnow, Paul by David Holt, and John by Peter McQueen. Tina Gray played Anne, and Martin Reed played the father. David's Birthday was directed in Birmingham by Sue Wilson.
Lavender's green, dilly dilly.
Lavender's blue.
If you love me, dilly dilly,
I will love you.
There's more drama tonight in the true story of the most famous murderess of the Victorian era. Black Maria is at 9 o'clock tonight.
BBC Radio 4, the news at 3 o'clock.
The Foreign Secretary, Jack Straw, has condemned two car bombs on the Spanish Costa del Sol, in which six people were injured. Three of those hurt were British, two children and a man who's critically ill in hospital. 90 miles away at a summit in the city of Seville, European Union leaders are discussing proposals to tackle illegal immigration. British officials say the leaders are confident of an agreement very soon. Tony Blair has phoned Sven-Göran Eriksson, praising what he described as the fantastic job performed by the England manager. Mr. Blair told him he was proud of the team, despite their 2-1 defeat in their quarter-final match against Brazil. In the other quarter-final today, Germany are through after beating the USA 1-0. Israeli troops have clashed with Palestinians in a market in the West Bank town of Jenin, killing four people. At least three of the dead were young children. Three youths described as carrying out an orgy of muggings against rail passengers over a period of about 70 days have been jailed at the Old Bailey. The ringleader, Carl Perry, was sentenced to 6 years. Two brothers, Robert and Mark West, were jailed for 4 years each. Reporting from the Old Bailey, here's Stephen Cape.
The court was told that the gang took a sadistic delight from stealing cash, mobile phones and credit cards from terrified commuters who were using the London Underground or waiting at stations in a crime wave which stretched from the capital to Wolverhampton. For the prosecution, John Jones said young Asian men were usually targeted. In one case, a church worker with a broken leg was frog-marched to a cash machine and threatened with violence until he revealed a...
I'm sorry, we seem to be having some trouble with Stephen Cape's report. An open verdict has been returned by the jury at the inquest into the death of Harry Stanley. He was the man shot dead by police in Hackney, who thought the table leg he was carrying was a shotgun. BBC Radio 4 News.